You shouldn't need a game plan just to get out of the car. Joint Relief Institute can help you. Fast, non-surgical, immediate pain relief and covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
Who makes you cry?
Two things. Like working with Al Jolson, which I did. Working with Judy Garland, which I did. And the things that really get you is when they put you up and then they bring you down.
Yeah.
And when Al Jolson did his thing and drops to one knee and does Sonny Boy, boy, I'm telling you, it tears your heart out. And Judy Garland did it with Over the Rainbow. And that's what you have to do. It's hard to do it at House of Bulas with 1,000 people. And that's why I chose, after my heart surgery, What do I want to do? And I took a piece of paper and I drew a line down the center, put plus and minus, the things I didn't particularly like in my life and the things I really, really loved to do. I was surprised to find I want to play in a little club with intimate people. Don't go to the dressing room, but go with the people and listen to them. And make new friends and keep your old friends. Okay. In a small club, I can look them right in the eye. A big club, like the House of Blues, you're lost. So Jimmy Page, when he's playing for 50,000 people, Eric Clapton, they never know what their audience is thinking, what they're saying. They're whisked away like Sinatra in a car. They never see their audience. But when you're in a little club, like in New York where we're at, when Tony Bennett comes down and sits in, they all come in and love it. Chet Atkins was there a month ago, said, I'm going to do what you're doing, Les. I'm going to get a club down in Nashville and do the same thing. And he called me, he says, hey, it works great.
Well, good.
So it's like, just a little club where you can get with your friends.
Yeah. It's like therapy then.
It is.
It's not work so much as it is.
Johnny, you got it. It
makes you feel good.
Therapy is the answer to getting old and staying with it. That's therapy. No longer is it a job. But I never thought in my life that I was working. I did everything
really
as fun.
No, even when you were struggling and you thought, doggone it, I could be, you know, fill in the blanks. And
I'll tell you one short story. I was working at the Wrigley Building and over here making $1,000 a week. In 1931.
That was big money then.
That's tremendous money.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I didn't know what it was to be poor and starving. I said, but I don't want to do country music. I'm going to do jazz. I went up on the north side. Okay? I went to work at the Sun Dodgers Rendezvous playing along with a phonograph record and my guitar for $5 a week. I worked with Jackie Gleason at the 5100 Club, made $35 a week, and deliberately starved. Not to play jazz, and found out if you want to starve to death, play jazz. Right?
You're right.
But I learned two things. The Atlas Brothers says, come on back. And I went back as Les Paul and Rhubarb Red. Rhubarb Red made the money. And Les Paul enjoyed playing with Art Tatum and all the great players in jazz. And when jazz and country and blues all hit big now, it's still jazz, you'll starve to death. Country, you can make a fortune. And blues, you'll make a living. Right?
Yeah, that's right.
What was the last time you worked at WGN?
Worked. Probably in 1931 with Bob Trendle here. Bob Trendle. And I looked and the studios have changed so much. He had enormous studios here.
Yeah.
Big studios.
This is considered enormous by other radio standards today.
Not 95-piece bands.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, boy.
And tap dancers. And
you know what I used to, I used to go, when I was playing at the Wrigley Building, they'd say, you got to go over there in 15 minutes, and I'd just take the guitar and walk across the street. It's snowing out. I never put it in a case. Walked from the Wrigley Building over here and played the show here and went back over there.
Is that right?
Yep.
And it's right across the street.
I'm gonna get.
I just imagine people saying, "There goes that nut!"
Oh boy,
that rhubarb red guy Les Paul thing walking across the street. Yeah,
those days I cherish. Yeah.
Well, you were busy too. I mean, you were hopping. If for a moment, if people just could try to comprehend when you would walk from over there, you were performing, coming over here, doing a show back and forth, back and forth.
Yeah.
And there was a time when you were doing other radio stations at the same time.
Oh, WJJD, WIND, yeah. WCFL.
Amazing.
My goodness. Yeah. That was when Rudolph, Pratt, and Sherman were big.
Yeah.
Were big, and then Don McNeil and the Breakfast Club. And my singer was Fran Allison.
No kidding.
Google Fran and Ollie.
She was wonderful.
Wasn't she a lovely lady?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
We were very fortunate in the last years of his life to become pretty close with Burr Tillstrom. And what an amazing man he was.
Yeah, yeah.
And we got to know Fran through Burr. What I just did, I just walked to the back of the studio, and I took a picture off the wall, and one of our engineers, Aubrey, is running through the building grabbing pictures, because we have historical pictures of different times at WGN. Now, I don't know. I'm just going to show you these pictures.
Oh,
do you recognize
goodness.
Any of these people?
She's a good-looking gal.
Yeah? No, I don't right off. Well, who is it?
We don't know either.
I was going to say Fanny Bryce, but I don't think so.
See, we don't know either. We were hoping you could tell.
I know the microphone. It's a double-button carbon mic. I know that.
Is that right?
And
that's a little bit of our conversation with Les. And how typical of Les that he would say, oh, yeah, I know the microphone.
Microphone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.